Begin reading in verse 30. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encompassed about 7 days. And by faith, their harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Now, these two verses tonight is tied, of course, together over in Joshua chapter 6. They're tied together, and it's all by faith. And I want to try to use the subject tonight for a few minutes the subject over in Hebrew and Joshua chapter 6. Faith overcomes obstacles. Faith overcomes obstacles. We've been studying through Hebrews chapter 11 and looking at some things about this and how God has used those that have faith. And to us, you know, it's important. To the world, it means nothing. But faith is something important to us. God honors that. He honors faith. He always has, and he always will honor faith. And so he talked about that here in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, that faith that he talked about. Faith overcomes those obstacles, and these people of God, they had obstacles that they faced there in the walls of Jericho, in the Jericho, the city. They had obstacles that they overcame, and they had to do it not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God and by faith in him that fought the battle for them. I praise God for that. And so faith relies basically on the Word of God. If you turn over to Joshua chapter 6, I want to just look at this for a few minutes tonight. And Joshua chapter 6, now the Bible said, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And then in verse 2, the Bible said, and the Lord said unto Joshua, and the Lord said unto Joshua. Now I want you to notice that tonight, because faith relies on the Word of God. When we've got faith, we completely rely upon the Word of God. The Word of God and faith works together. And see, if we believe, as God said we should believe, then we can overcome the obstacles that's in front of us and the things that we face as the children of God. And of course, this was a great obstacle, and their pathway was Jericho. It was a great obstacle. They had already scouted out the land. They went looking in the land there, and they found, of course, the giants and all of these things. But Jericho was an obstacle there in front of them. They overcame that, but relying upon the Word of God. Relying upon the Word of God. Now, faith, of course, the basic foundational truth about faith is found in Hebrews chapter 11, there in verse 3. Now, let me just read that verse for just a minute here. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. That's the foundational truth of our faith tonight. We understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. If we don't believe Genesis chapter 1, if we don't believe the creation of God, there's nothing that we've got that will work in the sight of God. It takes faith to believe that. It takes faith to believe it. And so by faith, the Bible said, and that's the foundational truth of our battle tonight, isn't it? Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So God didn't need anything to create what he created. He didn't have to have anything to work with. He created them from nothing. Man can't do that. Man's got to have something to put together with something else to make something different than what those are. But God made it from nothing and hung the earth out over nothing. And so that's the foundational truth of our faith tonight, is simply faith, understanding that God would do it. So the Lord said unto Joshua, God said it to him. It wasn't his generals that told him to do this. If he'd went to his generals and said, how do we overcome this city? How are we going to get Jericho to give up? We've got them surrounded and nobody's going out, nobody's coming in. And so he didn't go to them and find out what the battle plan was, but I tell you, he relied upon the Word of God. The Lord told him to do something here in the second verse. He said, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. And so he said, I've given them unto you. And so he overcame that by faith. The obstacles that he faced there going into the land, brother, he overcame by faith and that relied upon the word of God. God told him what to do. And God gives us our faith today. It all is based upon the word of God. The foundational truth of our faith is Genesis chapter 1. If we believe that God made everything out of nothing and that God is God and that God always will be God and we believe in that, I believe there's a God, don't you? I don't have to look at this world and ask them if there's a God. I know there's a God. He's proved it. He's proved it with the word of God. He's proved it with the word of God. We study these scriptures, and of course, we rely upon the research of many of the other scholars of past days, and they've recorded things, and we look in this Bible, and we find things that God spoke about that was going to come to pass, that did come to pass just exactly like the Lord said that it would, even the birth of Jesus. And we know that he's a God because he foretold that birth and it happened just like God said that it would. And when Jesus was born of a virgin, which is an impossibility to this world today, but they had to rely upon the word of God to believe that. And God said that it would and it happened just like God said that it would happen. So we find that faith is something that's a foundational truth based upon what God says. We can rely, we can trust the word of God, we can believe the word of God, how we can stake our lives upon the word of God. As a matter of fact, our very souls and lives are based upon the word of God, if we believe it or not. And so if we believe it, doesn't change one. If they don't believe it, it don't change it. It's still truth. It's still true. It doesn't matter who don't believe it. It's still truth. And they can't make it of none effect by their unbelief because God's going to get it done just exactly like that he said that he would. And these men, all the way through Hebrews chapter 11, all the way through there, and it was all by faith. And we've covered most of those things even on the radio. But he said, by faith, by faith, by faith. All of these men depended upon the Lord and that their faith was based upon a foundational truth that God's word is exactly what he said that it was. And when God told them, they simply believed God. And so there's that truth. And so faith relies upon the word of God, completely upon the word of God. And so there's that truth. And then notice something. Secondly, faith, brother, gives victory to those that believe God. And faith gives victory to those that believe God. Look in chapter 6 and verse 2. The Bible said, the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho. God said, I've given it to you. He didn't say, I'm going to give it to you. He said, I've given that to you. You know what God recognized in Joshua? He recognized his faith. He knew by his faith that he was going to believe God and he was going to do exactly what God told him to do. And he said, I've already given you Jericho. It's as good as done. It's as good as done because he saw in the heart of Joshua his faith in the word of God. And he believed God and God gave him the victory. And I praise God for that. And so you find there a faith that gives that victory. Hey, what does it give victory? Well, when we look at it in the sense that we're facing things today. We're facing things today that it takes our faith to overcome. There's things that we're confronted with every day. And first of all, there's about three phases of this that he talks about this in Joshua chapter 6. He said, and the Lord said to Joshua, I've given thine hand Jericho. I've given you Jericho. I have given you Jericho. You're facing the difficulty of the Jericho. I mean, the sins of society we're faced with every day. And that's what they were faced with in Jericho. Was the society that was there. The society was there. And those, the things in society today is not for the people of God. You and I don't have any friends in this world. Society is against the people of God. It's against the word of God. And brother, we've got victory by faith because we simply believe God that God will give us that victory and we can overcome. I'm not worried about losing, brother, this war. We may lose a battle every once in a while, but we're going to win the war. Amen. God has given us victory in our lives and we can have that if we believe God. And so there's a victory. And then he said, not only over society, the sins of society, and we know what that is today. We're facing the sins of society today. I mean, the perversion that we're looking at, that we endure, the perversion that our kids and grandkids are facing in schools and society today as a whole. We're facing those things. They're real. And brother, only by faith in God do we overcome the sins of society. We can have victory over those sins. Amen. We don't have to partake of those sins. We don't have to agree with those sins. Brother, I tell you, one thing we do know, and brother, that we obey God and not man. We obey God, not man. And the society will tell us that you don't need to preach about that stuff and you don't need to talk about that stuff. But God says, lift up thy voice as a trumpet and show the house of Israel their sins. And we got a duty to show the sins of this world today in love through Jesus Christ. It's done in love. And so we found there that over the sins of society. Number two, there's a faith that gives victory over the pagan authority. Pagan authority. Now the Bible said, God said, I've given you Jericho, but I've also given you the king of Jericho. I've given you the king. I've given you victory over a pagan authority. You've got to obey God and not to obey him. And we obey God today. We don't obey man. We obey God. If it goes against the word of God, we're not supposed to obey it. Amen. Yes, and so there's the sins of society. And there's the pagan authority that we're faced with every day. Compare Daniel. What did Daniel do? I mean, Daniel had that same concept in his life. And when Daniel, of course, was faced with no praying, and he couldn't pray to God, he just simply opened his window three times a day, got on his knees before God, and began to pray. They could hear him outside. They got that on him, and they brought him against him, but he just kept on praying. Amen. He just kept on praying. He had victory over the commandment of the king. So when the king tells us we can't pray, and that's the hardest thing that the king could ever tell a Christian not to do, is not to pray. Because I don't have to get on my knees to pray. And though I want to, and I will, but I tell them how to. I can pray silently. I can pray audibly. I can pray at home. I can pray in the car. I can pray in the woods. I can pray at church. I can pray anywhere. But I tell you, and nobody can control our prayer life. And God said, you talk to me. But Daniel wasn't ashamed to stand against the pagan society that he was in. And so that authority that he was facing there, the authority was the king. And Daniel did that. He overcame that. And God honored that because of his faith. He wasn't afraid. And the three Hebrew children, they wasn't afraid not to bow before the music and the things that was taking place. And his old song says, and they wouldn't bow, and they would have bend, and they wouldn't burn. Because God was taking care of them in the society that they was in. Why? Because they had faith in God. Daniel proved that. The Hebrew children proved that when they was taken away from their families, taken away from their country, taken away from the house of God and carried to the land of Babylon. And over there they proved that you can survive if you got faith in the God that made you and the God that redeemed you. We can make it when we're going to make it. God gave them, he gave him the land of Jericho. He gave it to him. He gave it to Joshua. And Joshua proved that. Gave him that land. And so it was based upon, number three, not only the sins of society and over the pagan authority that was over Daniel, but number three, he gave him victory and overcome over the heathen army that was there. The men of valor. The men of valor was there to influence Joshua not to come into that land, because no doubt there were some great battle warriors there in the land of Jericho. But one thing about them, God kept them on the inside. Amen. They didn't come out and fight against them, because that wasn't the way God was going to whip them. God could have. He could have done. But God done it. God did it. I mean, just His own way. And listen, here's a verse that came to me when I studied this. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Amen. Boy, I'm glad we got somebody that we can trust. Amen. Praise God for that. We got somebody that we can trust. Now listen, how the Bible said here, now, and so there's faith, and faith gives us victory over the sins of society. Faith gives us victory over the pagan authority, and faith gives us victory over the heathen army and the men of valor that was there to antagonize us and sort of block us from doing what we're supposed to do. They're supposed to influence us, make us fear them. We're not to fear them if we've got God on our side. We don't fear those that comes against us and tried to stop us from serving our God. Why? Because the disciples and the apostles proved that because they believed God, and they whipped them, they scourged them, they put them in jail, done everything in the world to them. But when they let them out, they went to the street corner and started preaching again. They had victory over the people of valor in that land, the soldiers and things that came against them. And so there's the faith gives that victory. Number three, faith supplies the battle plan. God gives the battle plan because of our faith. Now reading this, and you know, any general, any soldier can read this and say, there's no way you're going to get Jericho by doing what you're doing here. They say there's no way, because in the ranks of Israel were some men of valor also. There were some men that wasn't afraid to fight. They wasn't afraid to go into battle. They wasn't afraid to face the enemy. But God said, you're not going to win that way. You're going to do the way that I said. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And here's the next phrase that they had to have. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Say, well, General, I tell you what, we're going to overcome Jericho by marching and not saying a word and then blowing a trumpet. And then the last of all, we're going to shout a while. Amen. The generals say there's no way. You're not going to get victory over that crowd by doing that. Why? Well, but God said, that's what you're supposed to do. And did it work? It worked exactly like God said that it would. Amen. Why? Because, listen, you can't understand things like that. God does things that we don't understand how that He does it or why that He does it. But it's simply the fact is that God does it that makes it so real. It's things you can't understand what God does in your life. We just can't understand how God would do this. And I've seen that so many times in my life. And I praise God for the last 70 years that I've been saved by the grace of God. I praise God for the experiences that I've had, because it's proved to me that God will take care of those that believes what He said in His Word. Amen. And if God said it to them here, and we're just as real as we're reading the Bible today, when God says it in the Bible, that's God speaking to us. We can depend upon the Lord speaking to us through the Word of God. And we can have victory over that. So faith supplies the battle plan. Look at chapter 6 and verse 3. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war. Now he's talking to men of war. Boy, they got swords and they got spears and they got chariots and they got everything they need to fight the battle with. They have experience. They have been victorious over the enemy. And they've got the weapons to prove it. And the battle scars to prove it. So he's talking to men of war. He's not talking to just all common folk. And he said, you go around the city once, thou shalt do 6 days. and the seven priests shall bear before thee the ark, seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets, and it shall come to pass that when they make a king, the long blast of the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. You're going to get victory just by obeying the Lord.
Amen.
Just by simply doing it. And I don't understand that. He didn't say understand that. He said, you just do what I say.
Amen.
You just do what I say. You don't have to understand everything God tells you to do. But you just do it because God said to do it. And brother, God put it down in His Word, and we can believe it there, that God said it just as real, because He's preserved His Word for every generation, every one of us. We can believe the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for victory through the Lord Jesus. So faith supplies a battle plan. He supplies the plan. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. But He said, here's one thing that also affects the outcome. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. You acknowledge that you belong to the Lord. You acknowledge that you're a Christian. You acknowledge that you've been saved by the grace of God. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. What we do, what we say, how we live, where we go, and all these things. And all thy ways acknowledge Him. And He will do what? He shall direct thy path. I don't care if you've never been down that pathway before, but if He's been down that pathway, He'll say, follow Me.
Amen.
Amen. The disciples, you know, when Jesus called them out, He called them out and called them into the ministry there, and He said, follow Me, and I will make you fishers of men.
Yep.
I will make you fishers of men. He called them out, and you know what He did? He said, follow Me. So we got to simply go where God says go, do what God says to do, and follow Him. It doesn't matter what the folks say about it around us. It doesn't matter what the heathen may say. It doesn't matter how much they made fun and jeered at them along the walls. They simply was doing what God told them to do. There's folks who look out the window and see us going to church, a lot of no doubt along the way in our neighborhood. There they go again to church. Don't see what to get out of that. Why are they going to church? I tell you why. To worship the Lord.
Amen.
And every once in a while, we'll get to that in a moment. I tell you, God will meet the need and God will save some precious soul. We won't have to get to that in a hurry right here. Faith supplies a battle plan. And then faith produces complete obedience. Joshua chapter 6, verses 15 through 20. The Bible said it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner seven times. Only on that day they compassed the city seven times. And it came to pass on the seventh time when the priest blew with the trumpets. And Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even yet all that therein to the Lord. And then he said down in verses 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. So the people went up in the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Isn't that what God said they'd do?
Amen.
It happened just exactly like God said that it would. They didn't even have to get out the AK-47, didn't have to get out the mortars, didn't have to call in the fighter pilots, didn't have to call anything else.
Yeah.
God said, I'll take care of it. All you got to do is blow the trumpet and shout.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's all God about requires of us, just to obey Him and shout every once in a while. Amen.
Yeah.
And just rejoice every once in a while. Praise God. And so faith produces complete obedience. And I want to get to this before I close tonight. Faith produces unlikely disciples. I like this. Chapter 6, did you know you are an unlikely disciple? All of us are. We're unlikely disciples. No doubt many folks said about us, I tell you, they'll never do anything with him or her. They'll never make anything out of their lives. But God came along and God saved us by His grace. Look what happened here in chapter 6, and verse 22. I'm going to hurry on this. But Joshua had said to the two men that spied out the country, go into the harlot's house. and bring out thence the woman and all that she had, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Unlike the disciples, was because that the people of God simply obeyed the Lord and did what he said and produced some unlikely disciples. Somebody went before you and I. That really, I don't know how many times they probably said in my community, that Voss boy, he'll never make anything. He'll never mount to anything. But I'm a child of God. I've been saved by grace. I got saved one day, 70 years ago. I was an unlikely disciple. Oh, I was just 11 years old. I know that. But I tell you, I was as much a sinner as anybody was. I was a sinner lost without God. But you look at this, Rahab, a harlot. Unlikely disciple. Why, you're never going to win that woman to God. She is so dirty and filthy, and she's an unlikely disciple. But you know what happened? When she took the spies in, and she believed what they said, and she followed the God of heaven and became a disciple. Became one of them. And then not only that, but her father. I don't know what kind of man he was. I don't know what kind of person her mother was. Father and their mother, but they came out also, unlikely disciples. And the amazing part of it is, from the heathen city, a whole family and all of their kindred came out victorious because the people of God believed God and brought them out after the wall fell down. Unlikely disciples. And I'm going to tell you folks, there's some unlikely disciples out there tonight in our community, in our neighbors and our friends, our acquaintances. There's some unlikely disciples there. Amen. Amen. I've seen folk get saved. And before they got saved, I just said, man, they're in such a mess. I don't know why our God would ever straighten their life out. But then you see them get saved. And then you see God begin to work. Amen. I've seen so many like that. I mean, you'd never think. You would never imagine. But they were unlikely disciples. But what they did do, they wound up with the people of God worshiping the same God that they did. That's what happened to those around. That's what happened to us. Amen. These unlikely disciples, saved by the grace of God. And their brothers. Who knows what kind of guys those were? The harlot's brothers. In a heathen city. Can you imagine? But God saved them. They brought them out. And all of her kindred, kinfolk. Our kinfolk. I mean, all of them came out with her. All of her kindred. Why? Because they simply believed God. They believed God. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive and her father's household. And all that she had, and she dwelt in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Why? Because she believed what they told her about the God of Israel. And she believed her faith, by faith. By faith. It's all by faith. Thank God. So I appreciate that tonight. I hope you got a little something out of that. But, you know, without over there in Hebrews chapter 11, Without the preceding verse, there would have been no next verse there. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse, he talked about that because by faith Jericho walls fell down. And then the next verse, by faith Rahab. I mean, if there had been no Jericho, been no Rahab. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad somebody went before us? Somebody paved the way. Somebody was faithful. Somebody believed God. Somebody trusted the Lord and stayed with God and won us to Him. I'm glad that somebody prayed for me. Yes. Amen. Father, thank you tonight for the Word of God. Thank you for all the Scriptures you preserve for us. Pray you bless now, Lord, that need the service tonight. And